Welcome to the Beer House Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And we've got four beers lined up tonight.
Wicked.
They come from Matt, who I work with, who's my manager. Matt, thank you again for handing out these beers and going out of your way to get them for us. We really appreciate it.
Shout outs. What's up? Thank you.
Woo, woo. I'm raising the roof right now. The brewery's called Ridge Rock.
Sweet.
And they're from Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
Perfect. That's what we want to hear.
And we haven't done Ottawa yet, so it's perfect.
Exactly.
So let's go with our first beer.
Let's see what we got. Hopefully it's an IPA of some sort or maybe a lager.
It's a...
Oh my gosh, here we go. Please tell me it's an IPA at least.
We do have IPAs in the lineup.
Oh, okay. So I can wait.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait on this one.
Four beers today. Oh, gosh.
So this one is a blonde. So it's just a blonde ale. It is 4.6%.
That's fine.
It's label-wise is very plain. It's just a blue and white label. Probably about half it's blue, half of it's white. Yeah. It says Ridge Rock. It looks like it's got the building in the background. Ridge Rock Brewing Company is kind of on top in red letters or red banner, excuse me.
It's simple.
Yeah, very simple.
Simple. I'm not sure if it gets the whole idea across except for the blonde.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, it's nice.
I mean, you know it's Ridge Rock. You see that and you see the blonde.
I give it a 7.5.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 7, actually.
Okay.
Are you okay with that, though?
I guess so.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Sure.
Okay, so let's pour this one out.
Let's get a feel for this one.
We'll see how it goes.
Let's see how blonde this one actually is.
I'm going to say it's pretty blonde.
I think so.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty blonde.
Unfiltered.
It's a pale yellow. No, it's filtered.
It's fully filtered.
Correct. Yeah. Very pale, very yellow.
It's a nice one.
Not too bad.
Okay, well, smell wise, I mean, it's a beer. I'm not sure what kind of tones I get off of that, truthfully.
I get a little bit of fruit, but
if it's fruit, is it that?
Yeah, I'm getting a little. I'm getting like a bright, almost like a citrus or like a citrus. Yeah. Could be like almost like an orange.
Okay.
It's not too bad. It's like I said, super clear.
And it's a light beer anyway, so I wasn't expecting something super pungent.
Exactly. Well, let's give it a shot. Cheers.
Cheers.
Really smooth. Doesn't really pack a huge punch.
No.
I mean, it's... this would be like a typical summer beer, like a working beer when you're dying for a drink and you just want to crush a can of beer.
Yeah, easily.
You can just hammer this one back, no problem.
A few minutes and you're good.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's probably a good beer with wings.
Yeah, be good with some wings or...
Wings and stuff.
Yeah, like if you're eating because it's a lighter beer, you don't feel it, you know.
You don't really feel it.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
It's good.
It's good for what it is.
It's a blonde, so I'm not going to set the bar too high. So on this one here, I give it a 7.5 as well.
Okay. I'm sticking with a 7.
Okay. That's nice. 7s are always good.
Yeah. 7s are right. It's it doesn't have as much flavor as I thought it would have.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's kind of...
It's all right.
Kind of there. Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. Let's see what the snack of the day is of today, Dan. Because I was really excited about which snacks you might have chosen for today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really hoping it's not those Asian snacks that we traditionally have. I know the UK snacks have been like the thing of the norm. So with these beers, I'm really hoping that it's going to be a UK snack tonight.
Okay, well, we'll take a look. Speaking of UK snacks, we're running low, so we're going to have to bring up a few more. And we'll probably get some new ones for you guys. So.
Yeah, we'll send somebody over to pick them up and then they'll bring them back for us. It's
perfect. Yeah, but just hop, skip, and a jump away.
Fantastic.
And just drive there. Should be fun.
Exactly.
I mean, you know.
London. It's not that far.
Exactly. So what? There's water. And?
It's nothing. You can swim there.
Exactly. Like, I don't understand.
We can drink beer. We can swim. Come on.
Swim, guys. Bring a backpack, and you're good. You know, so you backpack. Can bring this stuff back.
You don't want something that weighs you down while you're swimming, Danny.
No. Just make sure that
floats.
Make sure it's waterproof, though, because I don't want, like, my snacks to be all soggy when they come back.
Yeah. So, what do we got, Dan?
We've got, yes, one snack. We got two snacks today. One is from the UK.
Okay.
It is Walker's Chips.
Oh, these guys. Good, nice.
Crispy roast chicken flavor.
Happy about this guy.
Made with 100% great British potatoes.
Perfect. Let's see what these potatoes taste like compared to the potatoes we have over here in Canada.
Well, I mean, these are great. Like, they're not just good. I know.
They say 100% great.
Yeah, 100. Thank God. If it was like 99%, yeah, then we'd have problems, right? So,
who's that 1%? Seriously. 0.1%.
So, yeah, it's a, I mean, it, the bag looks like Lay's. It's a, you know, it's an orange color. The Walkers basically has got the, you know, Lay's kind of symbol on it. The way it looks, you know,
the design. Roasted yellow. Chicken.
Crispy roasted chicken. There's no chicken on the label, though, but it looks like you got the chips with
flavorings.
Yeah, you got the chips, and it's like they're, well, half a potato, half a chip. It says, some see potatoes, we see potential. That could be why they're 100% Great British potatoes.
And it's a bright orange bag, guys. So, I mean, it's pretty out there. It's a nice bag.
Yeah, it's all right. It does a job. You know what you're looking at when you're like, you know, you know what it is when you're looking at it.
I give it an 8.
Yeah, I'd say about an 8. Yeah. Looks pretty good.
Looks good.
We'll see if the taste matches up.
That's for sure. Like usual.
It's always a gamble. Stealing one chip. Okay, it smells kind of chicken-ish.
That's different.
It's got a little bit of a chicken flavor to it.
You can taste the chicken flavor, that's for sure.
Yeah. Almost tastes like a roasted chicken skin.
And the potato's good.
Yeah, actually really good.
You can actually taste that it's a potato.
Yeah. You know what, like, yeah.
All right. Right?
Totally. This is really good. I'm enjoying it. I'm going to give these an 8.5.
An 8.5 would be a suffice number, but I'm just going to have one more to confirm that.
Yeah, well, no, it makes sense. You know, make sure they're safe to eat, too. That's why I'm going to have one more, too.
I give it an 8.5. Yeah.
Yeah, not bad.
It, like, is a potato chip.
It is. And it's not, like, it's not the flavor. It's not too much flavor.
Correct.
It's a good amount.
It's not... Yeah, it's on the low end, and it's not very overdone. So it's perfect.
Yeah, I like it.
8.5. Walkers is always good to us, at least.
Yeah, they're pretty solid. Okay. Next beer.
Next beer, guys. Here we go. Here comes the APA, hopefully.
Sure. So this one is called Steel Toe, and it's a pub ale.
Pub ale, guys. Here we go. I don't even know what a pub ale is. Danny, what's a pub ale?
Well, it's just basically a standard beer.
Nothing. Okay. So they just put pub in front of the ale, and then they just call it pub ale.
Yep.
Fantastic. I'm pretty sure this one's going to be filtered as well.
It probably will be. It's 4.1%. Okay. Label's a little bit different. It's got a little bit more detail to it.
Same direction on the pattern design of how they laid it out.
Yeah, because you have that like almost triangle with the picture and Ridge Rock Brewing Company in it, and the bottom's like
a certain color.
It says Steel Toe Pub Ale. It's like a pale yellow color.
Yeah, it's nice. This one is actually nice.
Yeah, I don't know what the background is though, but it's pretty cool.
It looks like a manufacturing or like a plant of some sort.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they got the smokestacks in the background there. And
stuff. So it looks like it doesn't even look like a city. It just look like
it just looks like an industrial area.
Industrial area.
And it just says Ridge Rock Brewing on top in black and white.
Cool. Can you read that? That's kind of tough. Those words are a little bit too small.
Yeah, it's a little thing. It's what it says, while this beer traditionally would be called an English bitter, so actually it wouldn't be just standard pub ale because it's going to be like an English bitter beer. So
okay.
This beer has a lighter malt profile and hop character that than others of this kind. Pouring brilliantly clear and gold, this beer is smooth, light, and medium-bodied, with... Now it's getting harder to read. Loads of English malts and strawberry jam from the yeast. Okay.
Okay, perfect, Danny. So it's time to rate it, first of all, before you crack it.
Sorry. I spent so long reading it. I
give it an 8. It's nice.
Yeah, I agree. It's a very professional looking label, but correct. It's a nice label.
It is a nice label. 8.
Nice and clean. 8 is well deserved.
Yeah. I think the first one, if they had done maybe a little bit more to it, rather than leaving it so...
Yeah, like on the white part on the top, like if they just put like some kind of picture like they did with this one.
Something in the background, yeah. nice.
Okay, so it's a similar to the other one, but a darker gold, like it said.
Oh, totally different profile on the smell.
What are you smelling?
Smells fruity. That's about it.
Yeah, it smells fruity. It smells like a touch malty, though.
Sure. Malty is a good word.
I could say maybe a little bit of caramel.
Ooh, caramel.
Maybe a touch.
I can't even smell that. Damn.
Other than that, yeah. Looks pretty good. It's, again, filtered nice and clear. Let's give it a shot.
Good one, though.
Let's, fingers crossed. Let's see. Definitely more flavored than the last one.
Nice.
It's a nice, smooth, easy drinking beer.
This is just as good as the other one, but better, strictly because it has a specific tone of taste. I can't put my finger on it. It's like it comes and it flies away.
it does taste a little malty.
Slowly.
So it's the malt that you're picking up. It's not as bright tasting. You don't get as much like citrus notes, but I do get a little bit of malt.
Great beer.
But very light. Obviously, it's 4.1.
That's a light beer. Exactly. But, expected.
Yeah, it's very crushable. Not bad. I'll give this guy a 7.5.
7.5 was exactly what I was going to give it, Danny.
Well, you know.
It's not the best, but I can say this is a steady beer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a steady beer, for sure.
Yeah, not too bad. Ridge Rock so far, pretty decent. But you know what is next, right? We're going to do another beer because we only have two snacks.
Yeah. 100%. This is the time. So,
what's the next beer you think is going to be?
Oh, I really hope it's going to be a full out, like, super IPA of some sort. Hazy IPA, it's going to be called, or a Daisy, or Hazy, or Crazy, or something. Or Dark, or Stout, or something. But I'm not going to expect stouts on this one, guys.
For those who don't know, Rob, if maybe you can't figure out, loves IPAs. What's that?
Porter?
No. It actually is an IPA.
Okay. I was going to say Saison next, but.
Saison, yeah, unfortunately we didn't get any on this one. I don't think they had any available. So, either way, we'll get this out of the way, excuse me, and then we'll get a new beer.
Yeah, those strips were good, man. I'm pretty happy with these guys. These potato ones, like, it's like it tastes like a potato.
You're going back in, man. That's how it is.
Walker's is always doing something a little bit better than everybody else. Let me tell you that. And I don't know why they can't just make good shit over here. It's always like with extra nonsense. This one tastes like a potato.
Yeah, it tastes a lot more natural than what we get.
What we get is like either doused in too salt. Much. Yeah, too much in salts. So you don't really taste the actual purity of the potato itself. It's a nice one. Okay, Danny, sorry. Okay. Just keep talking about this beer.
Yeah, no problem.
Uh-oh, it's green now this time. Guys, we got a rainbow of colors over here.
It's a fully green label. This looks like it might be one of their flagship beers. It's called Simcoe IPA. It's 6%.
It's like a St. Patty's Day beer. Looks like a St. Patty's Day beer.
It totally does, literally. Yeah. It's fully green. It still has a label. It's almost like a triangle cutout. And on the top says Ridge Rock Brewing and I guess, white lettering. With their logo, which is, I guess, the building. 6%.
There's two tones in this logo, background greens. Yep. Similar to the initial one that we saw, which was white and blue. This one's a light tone of green on the top and a dark tone of green on the bottom.
And there we go, yeah. So,
which one's this?
Our flagship exploration into the wonderful world of hops. This hazy double dry hopped offering features only Simcoe hops.
Nice.
And it's modeled after Vermont IPAs, so it's going to be like a hazy, juicy IPA.
Okay.
It's medium body, juicy, resinous, with a bright aroma of passion fruit and a citrus.
Sweet. So this is going to be something different.
Should be good. And sorry, they're based out of technically Carp, Ontario, but that's close to Ottawa, so I just said Ottawa initially.
Okay. But it's how close do you mean? Like 10 minutes, half an hour, 5 hours?
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. I would say maybe a half hour.
Oh, okay then.
It's not that bad.
It's not too bad. I mean, in traffic, but over there, it's no traffic this far.
It's true.
Anyway, design-wise, 7.5.
Yeah, same thing. It's again, simple, but simple. You kind of know what you're looking at.
Gets the point across, especially if it's on a shelf with the other beers that they make. Simcoe IPA.
I do like clear. I like the pub ale label better, but
yes,
not too bad. Okay, let's give this a shot.
Let's see what this is all about, guys.
We've got, it's gonna be nice. Okay, yeah. I was gonna say it shouldn't be filtered. It should be nice and hazy.
Sweet, guys. Something I'm gonna be enjoying.
It's not super hazy, but it's a lot more yellow than I anticipated. I thought it'd be more of an orange color.
Smells good. It smells exactly like what we want. Nice.
Smell the citrus. Fruity. You can smell the passion fruit.
Yep.
It's definitely, yeah, tropical and citrusy.
Perfect.
All right, let's give it a shot.
Perfect on the smell.
Yeah. Smells very nice. Tastes about the same. It's pretty tasty.
Wow. Good for these guys.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Good job. So this is the build up that you put me through, Dan. You put me through those two guys first, and then you give me like this stuff. I get it.
Yeah.
And there's gonna be one more, which is gonna be the best one.
I'm hoping.
I hope it doesn't go down from here, because this one's good.
Yeah, this is a good one. I'm enjoying this. I'd give this about an 8.
Yeah, 8's a solid number for this guy. This guy's, yeah, they deserve an 8 on this guy.
Yeah, so it's easy drinking because only 6%. Yeah, it's not super heavy.
You don't feel the alcohol much.
No, you don't. But it's got the juiciness.
Yep.
And you definitely taste the citrus and the tropical notes.
This is a great one for people that want to really get into IPAs. This is a great starting one.
Yeah.
Great starting IPA, I would say.
Yeah, this is definitely one. It's not very bitter at all. It's nice and smooth.
It's nice and smooth.
Yeah, if you're getting...
I think Robin would enjoy this probably too as well.
He might.
Because it's not as bitter in the end.
We just can't show him the label.
Simcoe. He'll be like, oh.
He'll be like, what? This is, don't tell him it's an IPA. We'll tell him it's a sour. Maybe he'll like it.
That's what... Exactly. Just put him through an interview with the beer. Just pour it. Blind taste.
What is this? We've... He seems to have a bit of an aversion to IPAs for those listening. So he likes his stouts, he likes his porters, and he likes his sours now. But we're slowly trying to convert him, and we keep feeding him IPAs, but he's always like, no, this is okay. But there have been the odd IPA that he's had where he's like, yeah, this is actually pretty good.
It's only because we feed him such good beer.
That's what it is.
And at the end of the day, when you're drinking very good stouts, porters, other types of higher alcohol content beer, you're not going to drink just regular IPAs.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the precedence has been set high, right? So yes,
exactly.
He's becoming snobby, and that's okay. We're okay with that.
That ends up happening over time anyway, because, I mean, would we usually drink this beer, or would I get another beer? Yeah, I wouldn't mind one of these. But would I go right off the bat to buy it? Maybe not so much.
Well, because you'd want like a 7 or 8% beer.
Well, I don't want to drive all the way to Carp, right?
Well, that too. But yeah, say it was in the liquor store. Would you get it? Or a grocery store, or convenience store, whatever?
I might. Only because I really don't buy my liquor at a grocery store. But it's fine. I just order it. Traditionally, go to the brewery.
Oh, there you go.
Like we do. But I mean, again, not a bad beer.
Yeah, it's decent. I don't mind it.
Cool.
Well, decent. I give it an 8. It's actually good, but still.
Decent.
Okay. Excuse me. We're gonna move ahead to our next snack.
Let's do it. What do we have up on the agenda? Another UK snack, Danny, or do we got something funny going on in the background?
Oh, and it's not UK, but I'm excited about this one.
Okay, here we go. Let's see what's new and upcoming. Oh.
So this is Kit Kat. It's Kit the Kat, from guys. China.
Ooh.
And it's cookies and cream flavor.
This is going to be obviously amazing.
Well, I mean, the best Kit Kat I've had from Japan, not China. And it was a strawberry. The strawberry was fantastic. Oh, the
strawberry was amazing. But this looks
like it's going to be good too. It's got the, you know, it looks like it's cookies and cream chalk on the outside and got the wafers inside. It's a bluish stripes label. It says cookies and cream in pink with the actual Kit Kat. It's got a bowl of cookies and cream ice cream on the right side with some their version of Oreo cookies, I guess, that are a bit...
Exactly. Very similar.
So, label-wise... Oh, there was a hole in the bag. Okay, so one fell out.
Oh, one fell out, guys.
All right. So, label-wise, this is going to be... I'd say... I'd give this an 8.5.
Yeah. It's a nice label.
Yeah.
Label. Packaging.
Yeah.
Like a really nice packaging for chocolate. Big ice cream. I really hope it lives up to the standard. So 8 is a good number for now.
I'm going 8? Okay.
It might change depending on the taste of this thing. But if it's even better, then that number goes up.
We'll see how it works.
Grab it, Danny. Let's eat it up.
It's a paper thing. Oh, there we go. There's your
cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream Kit Kat. Ow, I just wrecked this bag here.
Okay. Hey, you get to write your name on the back.
See, there's two different colors, but I want the blue. There we go.
There's blue and reds?
It looks like, but I can't quite.
Let's see what this blue one's all about today, Danny.
So the blue label looks exactly like like what the packaging is.
What it's supposed to be.
Blue stripes, cookies and cream. Let's open it up. Give it a shot. Totally looks like a cookies and cream chocolate. What's it taste like, Rob?
Bad. Bad news bears, people. The rating's off the chart.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
It tastes like cookies and cream ice cream.
Yep. This is a 9.
Yeah, I was going to say.
9.3.
9.3?
Easily.
I'm going to stick with a solid 9, but this is really good.
9.35.
9.35?
Yeah, has to be.
Okay. This gets a 9 for me. This is really good. I can eat this whole bag, which is not a good thing.
Wow, guys. Dan, is there other color in there that we have to try? What we got to do?
You can open it now.
Well, I mean, there's another one, guys, in here. It's a gold one. I don't know what the hell that is, but we're going to eat this gold one that's in here as well.
Go for it.
Well, I mean, there's two pieces, Dan, so we're going to split it.
Oh, we're splitting it. Okay.
Well, I mean, one's cookies and cream, and this other one is called what?
It says gold, but I don't know if it's cookies and cream or not. I don't know. It was in the bag. There's a hole in the bag.
Danny, because they switched cookies on us. Chocolates on us.
Yeah, this is white. Looks like milk chocolate and white chocolate.
Wow, cool. Hmm.
Not bad, but
different. I think the cookies and cream.
That hands down is the best.
Messed this one up, but I mean that one was still overwhelmingly good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Really good.
Yeah. Good job, guys. Kit Kat. Anywhere in the world is going to be good, so
pick it up. Clap.
There you go, guys.
Woo-hoo.
What do we got next, Danny? Our final one?
Final beer, yep.
What do we got on the list today?
It's not a stout.
Porter?
Not a porter.
A hazy something?
It is...
IPA?
Wandering IPA is what it's called.
Wandering IPA.
With the number 2 in the background.
A version number 2.
Yeah, maybe the second version. I don't know. 6.7%.
That's what I like to hear.
It is a purple maroonish label. It's got Ridge Rock again in green and white lettering.
The background's a map.
Yeah, background's a map. It's very faded in the background. It says, I guess because you're wandering, right? You need a map.
Correct.
I'm not sure what the 2 signifies, but yeah, maybe it's like their second version of it, second iteration. It says, in the spirit of always looking for a fresh IPA to try, we have made the series to be ever-changing. Make sure to try before it's gone, because the next one might take you somewhere else entirely. Ooh.
Interesting.
Yeah. Label, again, their labels are very clean-looking, so they're not like, they don't jump out.
They're standardized.
Yeah, they're standard. They don't jump out, but you kind of know what you're looking at. Like, it says it right there. It's in plain letters, IPA, wandering IPA. I mean, I still give this like a 7.5. Yeah, 7.5. I'm good with that.
Seven? Yeah, unfortunately. 7. Still a good number.
Yeah. Okay. I'll allow it. It's yeah.
You don't have a choice, then.
it's not too bad, but yeah. Let's see what the beer's like.
I really hope it's not purple.
I'm pretty sure it won't be.
Okay.
Not for an IPA.
A purple IPA?
It's I think it's gonna be more like a yellow, hazy, orangey kind of color IPA. And oh wait, look, that's what it is. Nice and hazy looking.
Fantastic. I think this is just going to be just as good as the last one or better.
What are you smelling?
Everything. You got it right, Dan?
Yep.
You already know what it is. This is good.
I can smell like tropical fruit, like pineapple. I can smell citrus notes, like a little bit of orange and lemon.
Everything you need in a good
and IPA. Grapefruit. Definitely grapefruit.
Sure. Grapefruit's there too.
Cheers.
All the fruits.
Okay. Taste wise, it's got a little bit of grapefruit. Maybe some tropical notes. The chocolate's kind of messing it up a little bit, but I did get a good burst of bitterness right at the end.
Sure.
No?
Not really at the end. At the beginning, I got it.
You got the beginning, I got the end. Interesting. Not bad, but it's definitely different than the last one.
Tastes juicy.
Yeah, it is a juicy IPA.
And again, all these beers so far have been good enough to just drink a whole can to yourself.
Yeah.
Easily. Nothing is overwhelmingly crazy or underrated.
No, exactly. They've all been
good.
Yeah, they're good standard type of beer. You're not getting something that's going to just, blow you way off the charts, but you're not getting something that's not very good. You're getting something that's like,
yeah, a person walking into this place can order any one of these and I think they would
be happy. Yeah. I mean, even for a beer connoisseur, somebody that drinks a lot of beer and is really big on it.
This one's a good one.
Yeah, this is really good. It seems like they've got something for everybody there. So not too bad at all.
Good range.
This one gets an 8 from me.
Okay, then. 8.1.
Oh, 8.1. I knew he was going to go higher. I knew it.
Of course, because if I went lower, you would have known that too, right?
No, I just would have rubbed it in your face and been like, haha, I got 8.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so yeah. 8.1 is the true number, guys. Remember that. So, any other shout-outs?
No shout-outs currently, but I want to actually give one shout-out in particular. Seems like we're mentioning it. To everybody listening, thank you so much.
Yes, guys. Shout-out to everybody listening, watching. You know how it goes.
We definitely appreciate it.
Like and subscribe if you can.
Yes.
I mean, if you don't have fingers, it's okay. But I mean, you guys do. So
it's not hard. You just get that thumb or that index finger, any finger, and click that subscribe button on YouTube. That'd be awesome. If you're listening online, follow us, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, you name the platform. We're most likely on it. Yes. We enjoy making these. We just want some followers. So it makes us feel special.
Okay, Dan.
And we'll keep doing it. That's exactly what I say.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Awesome. So in the meantime, we're going to finish these beers. And hopefully you have one in your hand. If it's in the morning, just have a beer anyway. Who cares?
I'll try to.
Exactly, right? So I want to say happy drinking. Enjoy whatever time of day it is, wherever you're listening. We will catch you on our next episode.
Stay frosty, peeps.